center. I probably put the third down that way. And just kind of went to each position group. And that took 2.5 hours. And I deliberated who should make the team and who was on the edge of the roster and came through with some practice squad candidates. So we got some of them back. And so then we decided this morning to start releasing the players at 7. They have a lift at 9. And so I got with the player first and then Coach Fox met with them in the position coach. It's not a lot of teams. I'm saying it's probably being good. It's obviously trying to keep the best guys. Sometimes they have a surplus when their player gets released. But it's based on position and who's available. The conditional movements have been made. We played Oakland here next Monday night. And there's a lot of things that can happen.
Aaron Fox, maybe one of the surprise, given his legal deals, surprise that he started 9 games as a rookie. Can you talk about him specifically?
Everybody coming out of that lockdown had, it's their job to create their role. They were off their spot of safe. This is based on the full preseason games, the 5 weeks training camp. And, it was unfortunate to make a cut like that when he didn't start a first ever four. But the coach has talked to him about his, what he needs to improve on for his career. So it's unfortunate to let him drop a cut like that. So. Process today. We've worked on that for 3 or 4 weeks now. And today's the day when we need to realize he's out there. But we feel good about our football team. We've got to always work the bottom of the roster and try to figure out better players on the committee.
So the job table is that you're going to get the players to 7 p.m. You have to prove your claims by 7 p.m. tomorrow.
Now, tomorrow morning, I believe by 10 a.m. is the deadline. Noon, New York time, so 10 a.m. He's done a great job rehabbing himself during the lockout. They came in and had a great 5 weeks with us out on the field. The doctors allowed him to work more routes and more explosion exercises, jumping, and there's a lot of stuff with the Achilles tendon there. But he did really well, so I think they're going to go. He showed toughness in this shape, coverage ability, feistiness, aggressiveness,
6 now, all four of those guys are active.
12 personnel, two tight ends, one back. A lot of times that left tight end or that new tight end move much is back and you have two backs there. You create that. You can do that with also with an extra offensive lineman. Pull a tailback and the tight end in the backfield. There's a lot of different combinations you can do. So, you throw a 15-piece linebacker back there sometimes. So, we'll see. Some teams keep five, some keep, six. We thought there was a lot of competition there. And Andy, Rowe, and Decker were going to make it. And then Boyd, obviously, had the lead receiving. And then DeBarius came back. And then Willis was, of course, best team. And he had provided some good production in the preseason, but really fantastic preseasons. And so, then he ran around and did excellent. And nice couple of stretches. So there's a lot of competition there.
Okay.
Yeah, he played excellently. I think he averaged over 30 yards of reception and really stepped up, really developed, had a great camp. And we'll see what happens with him. We're excited about it. I mean, this is. It's going to be some younger players that contribute more early in the process. Coach has been great about letting these guys compete for roles. And, Von Miller, Miranda Frank, will be more. They're going to start Julius Thomas, my dad, they're starting to actually more different roles based on how I use it. And Quinn Carter is going to play. Big Muhammad's going to go through line linebackers. Nate Irving is competing with special teams. Verbal being the same thing. Talking about the fullback versatility. With Virgil, and then Chris Harris, Mitch and Ryan, there's a lot of young guys that are going to play. We should go up the mix. There's a lot of good experience in there, so many young players don't help.
How many
of
you guys
are going to have your experience with Mitch here? It's really interesting. I would think the toughest one of them, and it's brutal out there when you bring in 27 guys in and a 29. And you're ending the NFL dream. And it's tough. And meet with the coaches, and meet with the position coaches, and say goodbye to the strength coaches, and put it out. So it's just something that is part of the business. But, and then with the team, you need shelters. Last year, he's got some experience, and then Chris Clark McClain and developed. He was a Vikings six volunteers. We've been out from last year. He's at the last year. So they're a younger group with us. It's the exception that, you know, they're sending players and we'll keep monitoring how they did. Sometimes came on at the end, and that's how it works out sometimes. The requirement was to work out with Coach Tim at 9 a.m. to start the workout. So, as players came in, it was a 2-hour process. And then we told them the best because we would get the offense that came in. Very professional, very thankful for the opportunity. And you know, some of them, it's harder than others. Some of them say, you know, I really appreciate that. I'm going to come back in the future. You know, the short list that we have, we'll have a better short list. The practice goes for us in a cheap, which is not the lower credit season players on the short list. And you know, we'll load those up with these guys. And, you know, a lot of them pay hard. Some of them, just happy that they get made it through the training camp, and sometimes it's nice to have a little bit of that. But we always encourage them to stay in shape and to be ready for the call. Doesn't come back anyway. Yeah, I did it last year. I've done it last 2 years. You know, letting guys go is part of the business. When you go from 90 to 50 to your call players, and it's unfortunate that a lot of them want to get on the practice squad, a lot of them are fighting to keep their career going. Say it's more that they have to create their role. If they didn't, they wouldn't be out there. If you knew more about being out by somebody else, then you wouldn't be starting in the same thing with Orlando, Franklin, or Vaughn, you know. But you know, it's exciting to see some young guys come in and play, and there's a young offense out there, and the defense is a lot younger in a lot of areas, so we'll see how it goes. But it's really, maybe some transition in the roster from last year, and they get more opportunities. Yeah, some teams do that. Bring a fourth quarterback in for practice squad. We'll see what happens with him on the waiver wire. And, you know, we're going to try to build the best practice squad we can, and we'll see what happens. Scout team cards initially in full class.